Recorded Books presents Diva 2.0, 12 Life Lessons from Me for You, by Cheryl Lee Ralph, narrated by the author.
Dedication. This book is dedicated to you, dear reader. There are many books you could have chosen, but you chose this one. Maybe it was the cover. Maybe it was your interest in me and my story. Whatever the reason, I thank you for choosing my book, because it was written for you, to encourage you, to inspire you, to help you discover just how important you and your life journey really are. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready to drink from my wisdom well, because this book is dedicated to you, dear reader. Author's note. It's important to note that to me, Diva is more than big hair and attitude. Diva is an acronym for divinely inspired, victoriously alive, aware, awesome, and if it were Sunday, anointed. A diva is definitely inspirational and vivaciously alive. And divas are daringly inquisitive and valiantly aware. So, my divas in training, create your own magnificent diva and embrace her or him fearlessly. You will never know the diva you are to become until you do. And when you finally get there, you will laugh out loud and dance in step with your diva self, knowing that you, too, are divinely inspired, victoriously alive. So go on, be inwardly gorgeous and outwardly fabulous, diva. Introduction. How I became a diva. I am the ultimate diva. At least that's what they tell me. I have been called diva on TV shows, podcasts, radio shows, and in magazines. I have been called diva by close friends and utter strangers. I have been called every kind of diva you can imagine, from Renaissance diva to warrior diva, real-life diva to queen diva, and my favorite, Divalicious. I've heard it more times than I can count. Cheryl Lee Ralph is a true diva, and to them I say thank you. Being called a diva used to bother me a lot. People throw around the D word, and most times it's synonymous with the B word. Whether you spell witch with a W or a B, that is not me. When most people hear the word diva in describing someone, the first thing that pops into their mind is a selfish, rude person with bigger, badder, nastier attitude. And there certainly are divas who fit that bill. You know them. The A-list celebrity who finds their collection of Louis Vuitton luggage stacked in the wrong order. They pitch a fit, throw their cell phone at the nearest passerby, end up in court and on the cover of People magazine. What a diva, says the press. Then there's the young actress in her first film who refuses to leave her trailer because Kraft Services forgot to stock her favorite brand of bottled water and golden M&Ms. She was not playing the role of diva, and it's obvious she has been painfully miscast. She holds up filming for 3 hours, and when she finally gets to the set, she doesn't know her lines. Yet, there are no consequences for her when she's offered the film's sequel and her own reality show. Diva in training? Not in my book. And then there is the wannabe diva. You probably know a few of these divas yourself. They aren't easy to miss. They're usually loud and rude with a touch of violence thrown in for bad measure. The wannabe diva wouldn't hesitate to steal your parking spot, your man or woman, and she'll go for it all without so much as an, I'm sorry, or excuse me. You can love them or hate them, and it won't make a bit of difference because the only thing they think about is themselves. Divas
Sample complete. Ready to continue?